from Orville, April 6th, 2007. On microphone, Shiraz.
And Asha. Shankar talks about organic cashew farming and the use of pesticide.
I'm Shankar. I belong to a cashew farmer family. In fact, what Niall is doing is such a great job that he tries to create this awareness among the cashew growers around Oroville that how they could cultivate their cashew without using chemical fertilizers and chemical pesticides. In fact, his task is such a difficult task because the population that is engaged in the cashew cultivation are not aware of all modern terminology that are used to explain what are the problems of pesticide. So if you go and explain scientifically how pesticide works, you know, against the humanity, they will not understand that until they see something concretely. Therefore, their work needs a bigger support in Oroville. People really have to join them in order to approach the same people with a different dimension. So without this, it is going to be kind of, you know, very hard job for that couple. In fact, I do understand that villagers around Oroville, especially the cashew farmers, are very much treating the land as a factory. It is not a living entity anymore. Even though Tamils have a tradition where they worship the land, now the land is treated as a factory where they want to throw some input and they want to get a big yield or a profit from the land. So this has become the attitude of the farmers. So if you want to talk about organic farming in these days, and that is not very much applicable to their ears at all. Therefore, if one wants to really explain them what it is, then they have to go and have a trial plot among their lands. And also, whenever they have problem, if it is actually because of the chemical fertilizers and pesticide that are used in the field, then that has to be immediately explained to them by expertise like medical personnel. Otherwise, it is going to be very hard for those people that when we say, oh, yeah, it is going to be really hard for the land and, you know, the process, the long process of, you know, pesticide getting into the land first, then it washed to the water, then water contamination, then other life cycle. That's really a hard thing for the people to understand. So one has to actually join those two people as a team, you know, and they have to approach the cashew farmers in different angles. And also, if they want to create, you know, the point that was explained in the meeting, that yes, one can encourage the farmers to produce organic cashews, and again, we have to find marketing for them. But most of our cashew farming farmers of Oroville, they themselves go to the village and sell their cashew, which is organic, at a non-organic cashew price. So, which is really a pathetic thing that has happened 2 years ago. I know myself, some of the cashew farmers of Oroville called me because I live close to Kulapalem area in Aspiration. They asked me, hey, what is the price today in Kulapalem? Is there anyone who is buying? Can I bring my cashew to the village? But that is really pathetic that it is actually organic cashew which is sold in the open market with non-organic cashew. That's really pathetic. So it is very difficult. You know, people, I mean, especially experts of marketing, experts of cashew farming, experts of pesticide and its impact on human health, have to come together and they have to work out a plan. And this kind of integrated plan might help Oroville area farmers to understand, and obviously they will not refuse after that.
Marty presents the Eco Village project.
I'm Marcy Mueller. I live in Oroville. I'm an Oroville resident, and I'm also involved in the GEN, the Global Eco Village Network, where I'm chair of the International Advisory Council. And the GEN is a federation of 15,000 communities worldwide, of which Oroville is one of them. And the concept of eco-village is a rather large one. It can be urban, it can be rural, it can be small, it can be big. But the basic concept behind it is living in community, commitment to sustainability plus, in other words, putting more into the environment than we take out, a commitment to respecting cultural diversity, and spiritual evolution. For us in Oroville, Oroville is not an eco-village. We've gone beyond that stage. Perhaps in our early history, we were a cluster of eco-villages. Now we're over 70 different communities in what is becoming an eco-town and will then become an eco-city. So what's happening to us now is we're moving to another level, which is starting to work lots more with what are eco-towns. But all of these new projects, even the larger ones, are based on some idea of a smaller community, if you like. So if you take even something like Curitiba, which is this big eco-town in Brazil, it was a community of people who decided to try to make of this place something that had a different feel to it, that was more environmental, that took into consideration people's social needs and their lifestyles and their habitats. So for me, the concept of eco-village is really one of living in community. That's how I would describe it. I think it's important, our presence, Oroville's presence in the Gen, because we are the largest and the most multicultural of all the communities. And so in that sense, and we're moving towards an urban base. So in that sense, we have quite a lot to offer. At the same time, other communities in some way have a lot to teach us about matters of governance, consensus, decision-making. There are many things, that we can learn from the other members of our network. And some of our, for instance, you take Sarvodaya in Sri Lanka, they're amazing community organizers. They know how to go out into a biosphere and organize people to provide educational programs for the poor, to set up micro-banking systems, all kinds of empowerment programs. So for us, living here in Oroville, we have a biosphere. So how do we relate to that biosphere? Well, we can learn from Sarvodaya some of their techniques, and then we can share with them our experiences. So it's also just about this incredible possibility for exchange, community exchange, between in different parts of the world. One of the things we want to work on more is to be able to allow and see that our young people move between communities, so that if there's a child who's living in Oroville and they want an experience elsewhere, they can go to another community within the network and experience life there and know that it'll be a safe and good place to be. And likewise, young people from that community can come here. So there's a tremendous potential for that, for exchange as well.
The French pianist Murali shares his experience of playing music in Oroville. The concert is broadcast this week.
Hello, my name is Murali. Also in the West, my name is Cyril Marie from France. And yesterday I performed Schubert 3 sonatas, 2 in A major and 1 in A minor. Well, it was a beautiful experience for me. The audience is very special, very alert, very sensitive, and the hall is very beautiful. The piano is okay. I mean, it could be better, but no, altogether I had a very good feeling. It was also the first time I was performing the 2 first sonatas in the program, so I was very enthusiastic about this, and I was happy to share it with Oroville's public. It was a very beautiful experience. Oroville, you know, there are 3 composers I love to play in India. And Oroville is part of, it's about the same. And Schubert, Mozart and Bach I think those are the three composers that fits the best. And actually yesterday I felt that really Schubert was perfectly attuned with Orville. Oh, because of this, you know, his spiritual vision. He's a very deeply spiritual person, I think. And there's a lot of light here, inner light also. And if we look inside, we can see it. And Schubert's music is the same. He's looking for, he's yearning for love and light. Well, I was, you know, I was in Tamil Nadu, I was in Tiruvannamalai, and I was drawn here. I mean, I felt attracted to this place, and the first time I came, I was in Pondicherry, and I saw a piano by chance. There was a piano concert there, and I thought, well, why not I play on this piano? And then the piano, you know, in the ashram, in the school, which is the opposite of the ashram. And then I said, oh, I really want to see the Matramandir and see, would there be a piano there? I would love to play there. So that happens like this. Happened 2 years ago. Place is so precious. Yesterday I had the chance to meditate for 1 hour in the Matramandir itself, and I was really I felt at peace, and it's an ideal condition to perform. I was very happy to be able to do that before.
The selection committee is announcing names selected for the working committee in the Orville Council. The working committee members, Oraso, Carol, Dhanapal, Hemant, Hilda, Raman, Sanjeev. The substitutes, Palani from Omega and Roy from Oradam. Orville Council members, Akash H. from Partna, C. Bhumi from Oromodel, Claudine from Ami, Gajendra from Matrimandir, K. Lakshmi, Muniandi, Santo, Yunge and Yuval. The substitutes, Ange, Marlenka, and Suresh G.
In preparation for Earth Day 2007, the Earth Day team will address carbon neutral living in three sections over the next 3 weeks. For this week, the global warming issue has been chosen. For more information on the Earth Day events, please contact nina@orville.org.in or bridget@orville.org.in.
On Wednesday, 11th of April at 7:30 p.m. at the Town Hall Conference Room, there will be the Rainbow Economy and its seven levels of economic interrelation, a presentation by Olivier on a new understanding of how different economic models integrate to support our needs for a simple and abundant life.
The Tai Chi Hall in Sharanga presents an advanced course for the people who are practicing the long form of 108 postures from the 16th to the 20th April, 4 to 6 p.m., Monday through Friday. For information and booking, write to marcoavc@orville.org.in.
Three dates for the Orville Renaissance Capella concerts. On Thursday the 19th and Friday the 20th at 7:30 p.m. in Pitanga at Samasti. At the Pavilion of Tibetan Culture on Sunday, the 22nd, at 4 p.m.
Mysteries of Lost Civilizations, Egypt. Paul Vincent will present some results of his research done over the last 20 years on this subject. He will talk about some details of the less-known achievements of the Egyptian civilization over more than 3,000 years of its existence. Presentation at Cinema Paradiso on Saturday, April 14th at 4 p.m. The news is a reflection of the growth process of Orville and its ideas of harmony, goodwill, discipline, and truth. On microphone, Shiraz.
And Asha. For further information, please check the website orvilleradio.org. Thank you for listening.